the site of an old jailhouse up on the Red Lake Reservation, is now being put to good use. Rather than a building for troublemakers, it now has an art studio, community-based art, and even a digital printer that can print t-shirts in one sweep. This week, I'm talking to artist and entrepreneur Wesley May of Wesley May Arts.
My name is Gnu Mgwad, Indigenous cause, Mukwendudum, Miskwagami Wazagaigan. I'm Anishinaabe from the northern Minnesota. So what I said was my name is Golden Eagle Feather. I'm from the Bear Clan in Red Lake. So I kind of getting to understand, well, that's who I am. I've been in and out of the, from back and forth from the major cities to Red Lake, gaining knowledge and then understanding what our role as artists are, is what I really do. And I believe that an artist's role in a community is to bring awareness of whatever's going on, not to lead the charge of any cause, but to unleash the potential of others through art, so that we can share in each experience of what's going on.
Wesley is involved not just with his painting, but with dreaming up new ways to strengthen the economy and the mindset of the Red Lake Anishinaabe people.
I learned a lot about, what is it, the economy, by watching the way my grandfather, he fished, right? So when he would fish, he fished in large volume, so he had people come work for him so that they could take care of their families as well. And then he had a store so that they would, if they needed something, they could just get it on credit there, and then, you know, they just work it off. So in the system, I noticed he had the workers and he had the store, and they took care of the house, and it was just all circular, and the money didn't go nowhere, but it built up and stayed right there in the family and with the families that worked there, so that it was very a strong economy.
His interest in art began at an early age and eventually led him to the path he's now on.
I've always been, ever since I was a little bitty guy, probably about 5-6 years old, I would watch my uncles draw, and I'd watch them, how they did stuff, and then I got into drawing it. And then from there, we all went in our own different directions, and then it wasn't until later in life when I finally realized, well, I better just take care of the talents that the Creator gave me. So I had a one-person art show in Bemidji. We had rather like 250, 300 people show up, so it just packed the house, and it was just like, boom. I printed out, we had 30 t-shirts printed out. So out of them 30 t-shirts, they were like gone in like 15 minutes. So the next week, we did 60 shirts. And the following week after that, we did 120, and we just built it up. And we had 3 designs on shirts, and it just kept building and building. So then the next summer came, we went to powwows and different events that showcased art, and we've just been building up.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Wesley May of Wesley May Arts in Red Lake, Minnesota. Wesley gave me a tour of his studio and t-shirt manufacturing plant. It was pretty empty the day I was there, but it's clear that he's got big plans for this place. His plans include involving the youth of his community.
The first thing, when we were building this facility here, the only thing that was going on was that there was some youth that were stealing the scrap wood, right? So I followed them one day, and what they were doing was building this bridge across this creek along the back here with the scrap wood. They weren't taking the lumber, they were taking the scrap wood. So I had the builders cut it right to that size to make that bridge, right, and throw it over there. So they were in turn just taking it, and let them, you know. So in turn, when we had our grand opening, I had all the lumber brought up, and we finished the bridge because they were about halfway across. So now they don't got to walk all the way to the store and around to go to school. They can just walk right across that bridge. And they built it, and then the community built it. It wasn't, oh, I'm going to go do this. It said, I laid out the tools and what the necessary, what they needed, and they did it.
One project that Wesley May Arts has taken on is creating large art boards, with positive and affirming messages across the reservations of northern Minnesota.
I was riding through one day and I noticed all these election signs, right? These campaign signs. And even it wasn't even election season, so I was like, well, let's do some boards that size and let's put them up. Let's put them up with the seven teachings of, you know, that's what the, that little card is in front of you there. So, and then rather than just put love, trust, or honesty on these boards, we made them in a positive affirmation. So we made it say, I am loved. I am respectful. I know my worth. So, and then we went and hung them up all over the reservation on New Year's Eve a few years ago so that everyone got to come in and just wake up New Year's Day and see that rather than read about where the shootings were or anything like that. They got to be like, dang. And we started that year off right, and it was nice.
Wes uses the sales of his wearable art to help fund his dreams for the community.
By buying our wearable art or buying any of our products, it's so that I can go out in the community and do this here. And I don't only do it here. Right now, we've done these positive message boards in White Earth, Red Lake, Boys Fort, LCO, Mille Lacs, and then this summer we'll be doing Leech Lake. So we got all of these reservations that all got these positive message boards on them.
That's great.
So it's this, we're spreading awareness, not just the, oh, these are the seven teachings, but we're showing these youth, as we're doing it, how to put them values into action.
Wes has gone through rigorous leadership and business training with support from the First Peoples Fund, an organization that helps Native artists shape a vision for the future.
Now we want, what I would like to do is start, we're going to build a facility right alongside of here to start manufacturing the t-shirts, manufacturing the hoodies, the jeans, the dresses, so that they're made in Native America. And we can build up here and turn around and help build our own infrastructures, build infrastructures in these other communities on different reservations so that the money is flowing and we're moving into a sovereign state, a real, truly sovereign state. Because getting money from the government, we're not sovereign.
It's not a small goal to undo the damage that's been done to the economies of the Native people.
From where we're positioned at right here is that we're still setting people free. My goal is to build up other artists so that they can understand their voice and use it in an effective way.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.